The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a whoop whoop Wednesday? Because God is in charge of the crazy bus called The Christian Journey. First up, the first of our Christmas series. We are on one side. God is on another side. And then there's this Grand Canyon between us. It's funny that we can't step across it, but God can, and he did. Next, there are many rooms, houses, and mansions in heaven, and everyone is welcome through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. The question is, how many of our own personal rooms have openings for Jesus? And finally, if a Martian landed in Washington, D.C., the alien would say, "Take us to your leaders," according to the movies. But in the real universe, the leaders are the servants.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Three good things. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Three not that great things. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Let me just tell you right now, before we get going, I just want to say hello to T. Hi, T. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you
doing? I'm doing fantastic.
Sorry.
But here's the thing. The thing is, there was no buzz. There was no electronic noise. My phone is working. Everything is working. All we have to say is to the electronic demon that attacked us yesterday, be gone in the name of Jesus. And so it is.
It's gone.
It's gone. There you go. Okay. So we're almost back to normal. When I say almost, I'll explain that in the next segment. Almost back to normal. Get to there in a second. All right, so here's the dealio. So you can reach out to us by what? Email. You can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. I can actually see it now. It's all working properly. You can also now call in. Unless we have something hiccup, we still think the call-in will work without any buzzing. It should be good. So, like when Mary called yesterday, and then she couldn't get through, and then she texted, by the way, so that was super sweet of her. Bottom line is, if you want to get through, and I want to acknowledge everybody, Alton and Joy, and everybody that participated in Deb in supporting us as we went through that electronic storm. And now we're through it. Okay? See, that's what you do. You keep pushing forward, right? And so you can call in, of course, 972-445-0770, of which Terrific T will answer the phone and everything will be right as rain. That's what we like. 972-445-0770 to talk. But on the other hand, you might want to just text, and this time it will work. 214-210-8483. Isn't that fantastic? Everything is just working so well. And keep in mind, it can be for praise reports that you reach out to us. It could be for prayer requests. It can be for a number of things. I would like to say we do have a prayer request that we're going to throw out there right now. And that is, many of you know, September and Glenn, who do some of our music. They have the website, livinginhisgrip.com. We talked to September yesterday. That is Noelle's sister. She is going to have a surgery on December 30th. still 2 weeks away, but it's still a surgery, and nobody likes to go through surgery. She has a growth on the back of her neck. They do not think it's going to be a problem, but they're going to remove it. So, you know, it's 14 days where a person has to go, gee, I have surgery in 14 days. Just lift up September in your prayers. We would greatly appreciate that. We love her, and we want you to be able to pray with us for her that she would be comforted and that she would be blessed. Okay? All right. So everybody can handle that. The other thing to tell you, though, is that we also do this thing called trivia. Now, you can call in and make a comment as long as you keep it cool. That's fine. But we do have trivia. And these are some tough trivia questions. Can I say that? Tough trivia questions. Here's the first one. Let's see if you can get this. This is a toughie. This is all today. All intermediate or advanced. Okay, get ready. Don't get mad at me. Get ready. Okay, here we go. Where in the Bible do we find the longest recorded prayer of Jesus? Not the longest sermon, which would be the Sermon on the Mountain, so I'm not going to let you have a hard time with that. But he gives the longest prayer that he speaks. Where in the Bible is the longest recorded prayer of Jesus? It's probably not the longest prayer he made. It's just the one where they record all the words. If you think you know the answer, you are welcome to call in at 972-445-0770, and hopefully everything will just work fine. You are also welcome to text in 214-210-8483. Before we get to anything else, T and I and Jennifer and Noel want to thank Eric, right, for giving he sent a gift card to all four of us. Isn't that nice? Isn't that just sweet?
That is the sweetest. Thank you, Eric.
So that was really sweet of him, and we really appreciate that. And he sent a small little gift it's not small. It was a good-sized gift card, actually, to each one of the four of us, just saying Merry Christmas. And then on the card, he wrote things like, stuck like Chuck. He did all these little sayings from the show. Him and Lisa sent that to us. So thank you so much, you guys. That's a great blessing. All right. So I covered that. Last thing I want to cover, got my grade from my last class, which I'm going out with. By the chinny chin chin, by the hair of my chinny chin chin, got an A. Yay! Got an A. Hey, hey, couple points above the A minus, got the A. My wife, oh, goodness gracious. You know, you guys have no idea how great of a wife I really have. I told her the other day, I was watching on television, honey, and they say it's not very, it's not very becoming of a man to be really dependent on his wife. You got to have this confidence and the swagger. I said, so I'm going to be more independent. She goes, no, you're not. I said, what? She goes, nope, that's not how it works. She goes, I'm codependent on you, you're codependent on me, and we're codependent on the Lord, and that's where it stays.
No, that's not going to do it.
That's right. I'm like, okay, I guess she told me. Isn't that funny? You tell your wife, I'm going to be more independent. No, you're not. Like, okay, that's right. We know who's in charge. It's not Dave. You think it's Dave. Ha! It goes somewhere like this. Noel, Levi, and then everybody else, and then Dave. I don't know why that is. Let's go into our teaching. Is there anything we need to cover? We can just go into that teaching. We'll do other stuff later. We are on a limited show today because there is a basketball game, right? It's basketball. Are you coordinating that basketball game?
Yes, it's the SMU women's.
Oh, the SMU women's basketball is going to be playing. So we're going to have kind of a shorter show today, so we're just going to kind of buzz through. So you just hang in there and you just hang out with me for a little while. Isaiah chapter 59, Isaiah 59, verse 1 through 2. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. Let me explain something to you that's really important about this passage. Verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you from God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so he will not hear. This, my friends, this you think, wow, that's just really intense. Let me explain to you in the nicest way that this is what Christmas is. Did you know that? You look at Isaiah 59, 1 through 2, and you think, wait, Wait, how does that relate to Christmas? Because mankind is separated from God because of sin. Because God is holy, okay? And to fellowship with God, you got to reach that plateau. And man is very was made with the capacity to do it, but chose to go the wrong direction, incapable now. So there's this Grand Canyon. So the reason I bring up Grand Canyon is I lived in Flagstaff, Arizona. I lived in Arizona for like 15, 18 years, something like that. And the Grand Canyon, a lot of people say it this way. It's a really big hole in the ground. It's a huge hole in the ground. And you know what you can't do? You can't step over it. Okay? You can't just take one step and go over it. It's just enormous, right? But God, he can step over it. And that Grand Canyon, that's how big the separation is between us and God because of sin. But God said, yeah, I got a bridge. I got a bridge. I built you a bridge. You did? Yeah. Well, what does it cost for the bridge? Blood. Oh, no. But the blood of Jesus already paid it. Okay, then how do we get on the bridge? You believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and 3 days later he rose again, and then you can just walk across the bridge. There'll be no more separation. How cool is that? That, my friends, that is what Christmas is. People don't realize this, but the big gulf, the big Grand Canyon between us and God, the most important element was God creating a bridge between us and him. And in that bridge is named Jesus. And through Jesus Christ, that gulf between us and God is removed. Okay, we got somebody calling in? Okay, all right. So we're going to try and do that real quickly, or is it be an answer to the trivia? Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
I'm Cordy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm Joy's sister.
I know. What are you up to? I'm so proud of you for calling in. That's so powerful.
Well, I like the prayer Jesus prayed, and it's John 17 about may we all be one and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's in John 17.
That is correct, ma'am. You are right. Oh, my goodness. It's the two sisters. I know you guys are. It's like Bible encyclopedia with you guys. I love it. So here's the bottom line. That's the longest recorded prayer. It's probably not even close to the longest prayer since he went out and prayed all morning, all night, and prayed all these very long prayers. But that's the one that he decided that we should see. Isn't that cool?
Okay. That sure is.
Yes. Great job, Cordy. I'm so proud of you. Excellent work.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much. Okay. Excellent job. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And no buzzes, no anything, no everything. That electronic demon be gone. In Jesus' name. We like that. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
That's perfect. Okay. We're going to exit right here and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving part, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
is the David Spoon Experience?
Before we pray and before we get going, it's important for you to understand kind of where I'm coming from. A lot of you who, those of you that were in the first service are going, oh no, here comes that joke again. Wrong, it's a different joke, so we'll go with that. Let's understand that being born and raised Jewish and becoming a Christian is very simply understood for all of you. That means two Jews, three opinions. If you can't figure that out, you're going to have a tough time the rest of this time. So let's talk about what that perspective is and what I learned growing up. There was a lady, and she was on a bus. And she was sitting next to a guy. And she turns over to the guy and she taps him and she goes, excuse me, mister, are you Jewish? And he goes, no, I'm not. She goes, okay, thanks. Going a further down, she taps him again. She goes, excuse me, mister, she goes, are you Jewish? He goes, no, I'm not Jewish, but thank you for asking. I appreciate that. They go a little further down, and she taps him again. She goes, excuse me, one more time, mister. Are you sure you're not Jewish? He goes, no, I am not Jewish. I am not. She goes, okay, all right, fine. A little further down, she taps him again. She goes, are you really sure you're not Jewish? He goes, fine, I'm Jewish. She goes, funny, you don't look Jewish.
Thanks for listening to David Spoon on KAAM. Bible Trivia is sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Trust the AC coach to take care of your heating and cooling needs. Call or visit him online today at TexasAirKing.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't tell me that's not a funny joke. Come on. Funny? You don't look Jewish. You really got to understand Mel Brooks to really appreciate that. Okay, we've got our trivia question. I am warning you, by the way, great job, Cordy. Way to call in. Good job. All right, I am warning you. Is that a warning? That's a warning. Ding, ding. Do we have a warning bell? We don't have a warning bell. If you find one, let me know. I am warning you that this, by Texas Air King, we're about to play their sound. They're sponsoring this, that this trivia question's going to be very sneaky. So let's go ahead and play their clip for Texas Air King.
Up next is Bible Trivia, sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Make sure your home is comfortable in any weather and contact the AC coach today. Call or visit him online at TexasAirKing.com.
Okay, now don't forget to reach out to Coach. Let him know you heard it here on the David Spoon Experience. That's a good thing to do. Here is the trivia question. Ready? Paul was told by Jesus to forgive his brother how many times? If you think you know the answer, you can call in or you can text in. Somebody's already calling. People are already texting. There it is. I'm going to leave that there. We are going to take the call. We are going to, you know, talk about our website because we need... You know, that's the finances. Do you want to do the website real quickly? All right, let's do the website. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. That's the place where you can give. I would like to tell you, you can go there and you can learn how to build a kitchen sink, but that's not true. But you can give there. Okay, let's have our person contact. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary.
All right, Gary, how are you, my friend? Now, remember, Gary, it's a trick question, right? So Paul was told by Jesus to forgive his brother how many times?
I thought he told him 70 times 70.
That is correct in the number, but he never told Paul that. He told Peter that. So it was actually Peter was told by Jesus to forgive his brother 70 times 70. The sneaky part was that I used Paul instead of Peter. That's pretty funny, huh? Okay, so that's where that sneaky part is. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have told Paul that. No.
Yeah. So he did. Right. Exactly. So he did say 70 times 70. That is 100% correct. So you get half credit for that for sure. But the sneaky part was that it was Peter and not Paul. That's my fault, but I had to do it. I just felt like I needed to do one of those. So, but thank you for calling in, and you were on target. You know exactly what that is. It's not Jesus saying 490. It's like more than you can think, right? Yeah. I mean, that's really the idea. I'm still praying for you. You doing any better? You feeling any better?
Well, not a whole lot. You keep praying for me. I prayed for you all.
Okay, well, we're going to keep praying for you until we hear you say, I am doing better. That's how far we're going to go.
Okay.
All right, my brother.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. All right. Thank bye-bye. You. All right. See, that was sneaky. Okay. I told you. It was really funny. Is, you know, there's a show called Sneaky Pete, and it was Pete. And, okay. I'm just going to go. I'm going to get in so much trouble. People are going to write, you can't do that. Oh, yes, I can. All right. Here we go. Here's the next little portion. So here is the reality check for quite a few people in regards to Jesus. And this is something I want you to think about because most of you are Christians. Some of you may not be Christians or some of you are agnostics. We love you. We want you to hear what we're talking about. Let's get a feel for it. See what's going on. But here's what it says in Luke. Chapter 2, verse 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place with Quirinius, the governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. There he went to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and expecting a child. Okay, we're having a little bit of tech problem. Okay, everything fine? All right. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn. No room for them at the inn. Now, what I find amazing about that text, okay, listen to this, is that Jesus is very clear in the Gospel of John to say that there are many rooms, many mansions, many homes available for all of us. But here, Jesus coming onto the earth, being born of God from the Holy Spirit, of Mary, human being, there was no room for them. So here's the thing that, these are the kind of things that make my brain go, because it's important for us to understand that when it says there was no room, that they in fact did not have room for Jesus. The simple question is, do we have room for Jesus in all of our compartments of life? It's just that simple. Watch this. John 1, 10 through 11, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. The question is there an area in our lives that we have not received Jesus? There's a whole bunch of people out there that are like, well, it doesn't say receive him. Okay, well, then don't read John chapter 1, verse 11. Just wipe that out of your Bible. Okay, yes, it does. It says specifically, and the word receive is also in the Greek, accept. So for those that are having a hard time with that, go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy a clue. But the bottom line is there was no room for Jesus in the inn. Now, there is a big structural argument as to, well, does that mean that he, you know, that there was no room in the house because most houses had a stable on the bottom and then they had a house above the stable? And it's like, yeah, you're missing the point. The point is this. There wasn't room for Jesus. And the only question I'm asking Christians is what area of your home is there not room for Jesus? Then I'm asking you to be aware that Jesus purposely said, in my home,
where I am going, there are many rooms. There's room for everybody. And he put no limit on who could come to him. And the real question is, do we put a limit on what we come with? In other words, when those weird passages like, you know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Do those weird passages, when it says trust in the Lord with all your heart, does that really mean all of your heart? Yes, that's exactly what it means. How much of it? 100%. How are we doing? Sometimes I do really good at that, I think. Sometimes I do really bad at that, I confess. And I know the areas, I think I kind of know the areas that I don't do that good in, and they're always the areas where I don't make more room for Jesus. That's just always the case. It's when I limit his influence and quench the spirit and say, I got this area because I don't want to turn it over to your lordship, but without saying those words, just acting that way. And that's one of the things that Christmas brings out to me is these kind of thoughts, these kind of processes. Because if they didn't have room for him there, it's like, well, where are we in our lives that we might not have room for him? And it's a fair question because whatever we're going through and whatever we're doing, do we restrict the influence that God has on our life? And before you say, oh, well, you can't do that, then what does it mean when it says that we can quench the Holy Spirit and grieve the Holy Spirit, who is God? And if we quench, by the way, that's like a pipe that's squished. And to grieve is to make sad, which tells you the Holy Spirit's a person, that we are making the Holy Spirit sad. And it's like, of course we can do that. We do that all often. So what area? And then you think, well, this is supposed to be Christmas. You're supposed to give me presents, Dave. I'm supposed to be happy about everything. I'm supposed to be, you know, one big happy everything. And it's like, look, how it goes is this way. It goes this way. It's very simple. The simplicity of it is we need to make room for Jesus in everything and in every way. You get what I'm saying? We need to make room for Jesus in everything and in every way, having nothing come in the way. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So here's the great thing about Christmas. Christmas is fantastic in the concept of us recognizing that we need to draw closer to the Lord on a constant basis. Get what I'm saying? That's good. Do you notice how I said get what I'm saying like 19 times? I know. This is pretty funny, huh? All right, what's our time? Because my clock just went off. We're ready, pretty much ready to exit, about 30 seconds. Okay. All right, here's the thing. We only have one more segment today because of the basketball game, but it's a doozy. It's my favorite, and we're going to try and get the whole thing in, plus a trivia question. Don't go anywhere. Hang out with us as we are going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Then they complained to Moses, against Moses and Aaron, and they said, it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking, it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, how quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, what? I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, we're going to have to get moving because we only have one more segment left, because then they're bringing in basketball. And I happen to like basketball. I happen to like the SMU basketball program, so I'm going to support them.
That's what I'm going to do.
And besides, pretty soon I'm getting 90 minutes, so that doesn't matter. Come on. How can that? That doesn't matter. Okay, here we go. Now I'm going to make this is not going to be exceedingly different, difficult, but it is a straightforward question. What person in the Bible? What person in the Bible had a dream that his parents and his brothers would bow down before him? What person in the Bible had a dream that his parents and his brothers would bow down before him? Nothing sneaky, straightforward. Just want to let you know somebody is calling in. Before we put them on the air, though, we are going to, just so you can know, we are going to play the piece for our website, because our offerings are low. And you might say, how low could you go? And it's like, yeah, I don't want to find out. How about that? How low? Forget it. We don't want to go that low. So person calling in, we're going to put them on hold, and then we're going to play the website first. So hemustincrease.org. Let's play that website. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. So don't forget our website, because if you do, I will cry. Okay? All right. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey.
Hi.
This is Al.
Hi, Al. How's it going, my brother?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing fantastic. I just feel blessed of the Lord just to be in the Lord. That's how I feel.
Amen. I was just telling T that I feel fortunate to get in before some of these other ones have gotten in. Boy, there's some quick people on the phone these days.
I'm wondering about the speed dialing, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's great. All right, my brother, we have a person in the Bible who had a dream that his parents and his brothers would bow down before them. Who was that?
Was that Joseph?
That is correct, sir! Joseph had the dream, and it's, you know, I think, you know, if you tell your parents, hey, I had a dream, you guys are all bowing down before me. probably doesn't ingratiate you in the moment. He was just sharing what the Lord said, but sometimes that can be tough to hear for other people. Yet he told them, and yet it happened.
Yeah.
Exactly, right?
Well, one of my kids tells all my other kids that one day they're all going to be working for him. So that doesn't go over real well in the in that household.
Doesn't sit well. That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
Excellent job, my brother. All right. I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate you helping us out and praying for us always. Okay?
Hey, yeah. Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
All right.
Take
you
care.
Too. God bless you, bro. Bye-bye. All right. We got great people. Just everything's great about the audience. We have the coolest audience. Okay. All right, we do have to do history, and the only reason we have to do it, we're going to do a very short amount of it as soon as I find my piece of paper, is because I spent the time writing it. So let's do the history real quickly.
Let's go living in the past. Let's go living in the past.
Okay, now, watch this. This is some of these you're going to just, this is just classic stuff. Okay, first, let's start off with the funniest one, okay? All right. It's National Regifting Day. Now, regifting is when you get a gift and you go, yeah, I didn't get that person a gift. I'll just give them this gift. You regift it and send it out. I have been the recipient and I have been the agency in that on both sides. That's all I'm going to say. I confess. Number two, it's Barney and Barbie Backlash Day. And what that's supposed to be attached to, for those that don't know, is it's supposed to be, you know, like, remember Barney? I love you, you love. Remember that
the
whole thing?
The big purple dinosaur.
Big purple. You cannot disconnect that. Anyway, it's Backlash, where kids want cooler presents. It's like, see, Christmas is so changed, right? That's not a present. A Barney? No. And then this is the one that both T and I will stand by all day long. It's National Chocolate-Covered Anything Day. I mean, anything chocolate-covered. It's like, okay. There you go. I love that. Only a few more quickies. I'm going to do it as fast as I can. On this day in 1950, The Rabbit of Seville, which was the original Bugs Bunny film, in 1950, him and Elmer Fudd. Okay? That's the original of that. For those that are thinking, they're laughing right now. So many of you are laughing. I know you are. Here's the classic, and then we'll get out. The first musical instrument played in space took place on this day in 1965. The crew of Gemini 6 reported seeing a UFO. The object looked like the satellite was going from north to south in a polar orbit. You might listen, he said, as we try to pick it up. And then the whole crew sang Jingle Bells as they were trying to identify that it was Santa Claus. Just like, I know, but it's from space. Come on, that's so cool, right? All right. That's so cool. I mean, come on. He's got a red suit on. NASA. He's got a red suit. He's got the reindeer and the... it's very ingenious. All right.
Actually, it was, one of the announcers for the game, he actually just texted me and said a chocolate-covered basketball sounds good.
Oh, my gosh. A chocolate-covered basketball. That's a lot of chocolate. Boy, that'd be a huge.
That's like, I think the basket's the dip.
Yeah, that'd do it. That made my chocolate fill for the years, but it was solid. Okay, let's go to this last thing. Here's the thing. Okay, so you guys have all seen the movies. Okay, this is my last segment. I want to make sure you get this. Really important. You've all seen the movies. Everybody has seen a sci-fi movie. What do the sci-fi people, the Martians, all those people always say when they land in Washington, right? They land in, you know, some place, and then they go, take me to your leader. I mean, that's what they do. That's what they do, right? Isn't that ironic? Take me to your leader. Because in the human mindset, that's always the most important person to go to. Isn't it? Okay. Luke 2, 8 through whatever. There were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said, don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Messiah, the Lord. You want to hear how God looks at this? Instead of a Martians coming down and going to Washington, D.C. and take me to your leader, the greatest message ever for mankind was first delivered to shepherds. not to the kings, not to the press secretary, not to the media. And they had media back then. It wasn't the same thing. Probably just as corrupt, but not the same thing. Here's the greatest element that we should remember. If you want to be on the receiving end of the announcements of God, try not to be too important according to the world. Just be humble. Because these shepherds were humble. They were told not to be afraid. There was good news of great joy. There was peace coming for those whom God had favor upon. And it was all just as they were told. You're going to find a baby. He's going to be wrapped in a swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And they found it just to be that way. So it was exactly correct. But the coolest part about this thing is for you and I to catch that God, in his absolute brilliance, brings the greatest message there is to mankind and gives it to the shepherds that are removed, and nobody even knows who they are, probably don't even know their names. But God is watching them tend the flock. And he goes, I like these guys. I like these people. I'm going to tell them first. Now think about that. Think about the king of the universe making the greatest announcement of all to the most humble people. It was the shepherds that heard the good news of Jesus Christ first. Because you know what? The proud and the arrogant, the stuffy, and the people with the big microphones that use it to abuse, that doesn't impress the Lord. There's nothing impressive there. No flesh, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29, no flesh shall glory in his presence. Nobody. Nobody. And so he brings this great message to the shepherds. Now, if you can catch the connection, this is why pastors are often called shepherds. If you can see how that connection works, you kind of maybe appreciate ecclesiology a little bit. But it's understanding that God doesn't bring the message to the mighty and the wise and the this and the that. He brings it to the person that looks up and goes, bah, help. That person, that's the kind of person God likes. You don't have to be perfect or, you know, I am super spiritual. If you just even say that, you're not spiritual. If you even say it, you're not, right? Can't be so high and fluty that you can't see past your own nose. And I'm Jewish. I have a big nose. Don't know me. I know. The humble hear the voice of God first. Those that know their place and that recognize his place. And the angels shared this great message, and the shepherds were like, yeah, man, that is awesome stuff. It was awesome sauce in the kingdom of God. Now, does that make you want to be a shepherd? It's like, yeah, I want to hear that first. Yeah, I want to hear that. I want to hear God all the time. I just want to humble myself. All right, folks, so we're doing our big wind down. The show has got to be cut short. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be listening to basketball, but you should still be praying for us. We love you. We pray for you. We thank you guys for all of your love and support that you've been giving us. We will be here tomorrow giving you the best that we can give you. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Talk to you tomorrow.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsor.